May I help you?
Yeah, hey Carlos.
You hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you this time.
Yeah, right, let me ask you something.
Yeah, what's up?
The thing is, those loans that you guys give out, they're based on our receivables?
They're based off of sales.
Yeah, okay, sales and all that. Yeah, I know what that is. I used to have it in my restaurant.
For your sales, that you said?
On the amount of... No, but I don't like those kind of loans.
Well, yeah, you're cutting out again. Is that the daily and weekly ones you're talking about? Or, I mean, capital or, you know, like what kind are you talking about in particular?
Yeah, no, those capital loans are based on your sales. That's what I'm saying. I know what they are.
Oh, right. When we talked last week, were you looking more for capital or equipment? And then how much were you looking to bring on, too?
I was just looking to what you had, but then I read it, and I don't like those kind of loans that is based on our sales. You know what I mean? Because we don't release that type of information. I don't like to do it.
Did you guys?
We don't get it out.
Is that what? Why is that? Is that just because you guys didn't have a good year?
No, man.
Like
even on the payment. No, even when I had it for my restaurants, the interest is kind of steep on most of those loans.
Yeah, it just depends on which ones you actually qualify for, but, yeah, I mean, they are based off sales, though. Sales, credit, time in business,
yeah.
You know, that's definitely what the pre-qualifier is for. You know, if you wanted to just fill out that app, though, go ahead and send that back to me. We can see what you actually do qualify for, then you can actually have an idea. That way you can, you know, if you don't want to do that, you can go.
No, but right now
way.
I'm good. I mean, I sort of reviewed it with my brother. He told me don't worry about it right now. We're just going to be clear. Just wait and see what happens. I'm just going to leave it there. Hold on a second.
Okay. You're cutting out again.
Hello. Yeah. No, I'm in a bad area. I'm in a really bad area. For now, let it be. You know, I mean, right now, I'm good.
Yeah, for sure. All right. If anything does come up, you got my email and my phone number, though. So go ahead.
No,
and
I got it.
I got
a file where I put all those emails just in case.
Yeah.
So if anything, I'll let you know.
Yeah, for sure. Just get back to me if you guys need anything or anything comes up. If you guys need any immediate, you know, funding, we'll go ahead and take care of you.
Right.
That pre-approval will still be good over here with us. So.
Okay.
I can hear you a lot better now, though. You said, what were you saying about the sales? Were you just saying that you just don't like releasing that info just because confidential or like...
Even in trucking, you know, trucking our sales are high. They show us high and all that, but we don't deviate everything through our bank accounts. We don't do that.
How do you guys do it with, though?
Man, when trucking, we get a lot of comp checks and stuff like that. That's practically cash. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, half our sales can easily go on as cash.
Right. Well, hey, if you don't mind, too, I'm still in the kind of the training program. I've got my underwriter right next to me. She probably would be able to get you a lot more info than me and definitely help you out. I know you're a little hesitant with just the payback, but, you know, she definitely would be able to get you some more info just on, you know, that concern that you do have. I'm still kind of in the training program, but... What was that?
That we're okay right now, so don't worry about it right now.
All right, man. Well, if you need any help, just go ahead and give me a call or shoot me an email.
Okay, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Carlos.